Rockford approves $103 million bonds for Hard Rock Casino expansion. Rockford City Council has approved $103 million in bonds for Hard Rock Casino Rockford's hotel expansion. The vote moves the project into a new financing phase as regional casino competition grows. Council members voted Monday night to approve the bond sale, following unanimous approval from the city's Finance and Personnel Committee earlier this month. The financing package advances the previously announced hotel and convention expansion at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, which includes plans for a 215-225-room hotel and a 15,000-square-foot convention center beside the casino property near South Lifford Road. City officials said the arrangement allows Hard Rock to benefit from Rockford's stronger financial position in order to secure lower borrowing costs. Supporters cite jobs and revenue growth. Supporters of the project argued the expansion could generate additional gambling revenue, tourism activity, and employment opportunities for the city. Alderman Jamie Salgado said he viewed the project through the lens of return on investment. "I always like to look at ROIs, return on investment," Salgado said. "What the return on investment is going to be is the additional gambling revenue that's going to come out of it and more jobs." Mayor Tom McNamara also backed the financing agreement, framing the expansion as a way to increase long-term city revenue tied to the casino. Rockford currently receives about $7 million annually through its host community agreement with Hard Rock. McNamara said the addition of a hotel and convention facility could increase those payments in the future. "It's a great avenue for the city of Rockford to increase the amount of revenue that we're getting to attract more residents to our community," the mayor said. Concerns raised over public risk. Not all council members supported the arrangement. Alderman Frank Beach cast the lone vote against the proposal. Beach raised concerns about the city temporarily taking ownership of the hotel and convention facilities until Hard Rock completes a projected buyout process expected to take between 7 and 10 years. "What, ultimately, protection do we have, period, to get our money back?" Beach said before the vote. According to city staff, Hard Rock would remain responsible for repaying the bonds while continuing to operate the facilities during the repayment period. Other critics questioned whether public financing support could have been directed toward different development priorities across the city, including retail and banking access in underserved areas. Regional competition adds pressure. The expansion push comes as new regional competition approaches Northern Illinois. Supporters of the project have repeatedly pointed to the upcoming opening of Ho-Chunk Gaming Beloit in nearby Wisconsin as a reason for expanding Hard Rock's non-gaming amenities. Ho-Chunk's casino development is expected to open in phases beginning later this year. Rockford officials said updated agreements tied to hotel management and the host community arrangement are expected to return to the council for additional votes in June. The city's bond sale process is expected to move forward over the next 60 days.